The Joe and Anthony Show does not necessarily reflect the views of Shyampa Radio, its sponsors, the Intermedia Group, or the local community radio station carrying this episode. This show can be offensive and may not be your safe space. So there's your trigger warning.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Nullsoft Shoutcast.
This is the show that nobody told you about. This is the show that your mother warned you about. This is the show that you probably shouldn't be listening to. This is
the Joe and Anthony Show on
Shyampa.
Uh-oh. Joe's face is turning in on itself. He's that was quite the hit, Joe. Quite the hit. Congrats. Wow, are you gonna be all right over there?
Yeah. I needed that. Good.
Hey everyone, it's Anthony live from Studio A in Tampa.
And hey everybody, it's Joe live from soon to be Stormy Studio B in Chicagoland.
Hi, Betty here, your lovable artificial personality unit. This is episode 221 of the Joe and Anthony Show for Monday, May 3rd, 2021. Did you know the Joe and Anthony Show has a page on Facebook? Just go to facebook.com/ The Joe and Anthony Show. Our show is can be found and listened to on Spotify, iTunes, Radio for All, and on Shyampa Radio. Visit www.shyampa.org. Then, go to the menu, click Programming, clicky-clicky The Joe and Anthony Show. Subscribe, add, like, favorite, or visit our website, just like us, damn it. And now, Joe and Anthony get cracking with the TP segment. Take it away, guys. Betty out.
Well, thank you, Betty.
You got it, Joe.
Thanks, Betty.
You got it, Anthony.
You're welcome, Joe.
What do you got to do with it, Roger?
No, Roger gets some stuff.
Oh, bloody hell. Everything.
Yeah, those
Oh my goodness!
Ladies and gentlemen, it's been a long time.
It has, hasn't it?
Yeah,
it really has.
Yeah, it's been something. You know, this is a new world.
It is. It really is. It is, and definitely things are a lot different than they used to be. You know, when you know
well, it
that.
Sounds like there's some good improvements in the studios, or at least in the Tampa studios.
Well, yes, there are. We the server that we've gotten that built now, and it looks like Betty's been moved over to it, and Betty seems to be tolerating the new server well, for the most part. I have no complaints. Let me see. And I've discovered, of course, my need for batteries because, I know ComEd suffers the same fate up in Chicago, but Tampa Electric here is kind of, we get these weird little, like, power, like, dropouts. The other day, I was sitting in the studio and the lights just kind of started flashing, like, this side of the house kind of went dim and bright, dim, and it was kind of weird. And I'm like, "Am I stroking out?" But my power does weird shit like that sometimes. And unfortunately, you know, I don't think it's so. I generally have a UPS, and I do, but I've discovered with this UPS that the batteries are dead, and I wanted to go and buy one. But I bought one for the network stack, and I did the mistake of going to Batteries Plus. The battery was not expensive. The battery was not expensive, But it was like, I got there and I'm like, the guys, you know, I match. I have the old battery. I got the new battery. I just want to get this. Oh, that's great. Let me take you over to our clearance table. I'm like, no, dude, I just want to buy the battery. Well, did you know we have these flashlights on sale? I'm like, no, I don't need a flashlight. I need a battery. Then I'm checking to check out the batteries. Like, we offer these multi-pack of AA batteries. I'm like, but I don't need AA batteries. So every time I was trying to do, I just wanted to get my fucking battery so I can put my UPS back up on the damn wall. And every time I got, it was like a sales pitch. Do you know we repair cell phones? Do you know we do this? Do we know? And then of course he's like, let's get your phone number. And I'm like, I'm giving you a bogus. I'm like, I threw out a bogus number. And apparently I didn't come up. And he's like, well, we want your information. I'm like, no, that's fine. How will you get your warranty on the battery? I'm like, I'm fine. I'm good with the warranty not being on the battery. It's all good. I'm good. All right, I'll see you later. Bye. UK3C, and I don't need a bag. Recycle the old one. I left it on the counter. I literally was backing out of there. So when I discovered that the battery for the UPS on the server now needs to be replaced, I went to Amazon instead, and I ordered it. So it's going to take a few days. So do not be surprised if the station like does weird, ridiculous things from time to time this week.
Programming gets shuffled around.
Because it will, if we have a power blip, the server will go down, but it will recover. It just might not recover in the spot you expect it to. So it might recover in weekday rush hour. So Betty's very temperamental when you wake her up that way. And she always has been, and I think she always will be. Betty does not recover well from quick power blips. So Betty just kind of comes back and starts right now with the Great Gildersleeve is Betty's go-to. Because this weekend we had a couple of these blips after I noticed the battery was dead. And I went back and I checked Betty. Guess what was playing? The Great Gildersleeve. I'm like, why the hell is the Great Gildersleeve playing? How about you, Joe? How's your day going? I'm sorry. I just went on and on.
I am unable to compute life these days. It's a mess.
Oh, it is, isn't it?
And you know, something else I wanted to mention. Maybe some of our users are users. Some of our listeners are
users. You are our end users. Oh, please rate your experience by taking the survey at the end of the call and pressing 1.
Anyways, my stimulus, man, it just seemed to have disappeared. It's just like it just went by.
Your what?
My stimulus.
Really? You haven't gotten your stimulus or anything? It didn't go into a checking account or anything?
No. I got it, but I'm just saying this. It just.
Oh, you pissed it away. Oh, that's fine. That's fine. That's all good if you want to piss your own stuff. I pissed the stimulus away into this brand new server that we have, which I love it.
I think it's great. I purchased wine.
There you go. Yeah. I wanted to buy more sex toys with my stimulus, but processors are expensive nowadays.
Yeah,
they are.
So really are rectal surgeons.
I haven't had to go to one of those. Thank God, I haven't had to go to one of those. If you have been, do not bother calling us, please. It's all good. Okay, fine. If you've been to a rectal surgeon, give us a call. 813. What's our number? It's been so long.
327-8566.
Oh, my God. Yes. Oh.
And anyways, we got some nasty weather approaching pretty soon, so... maybe we'll have some of our own power failures.
Well, we'll see what happens. So,
right.
I think we're somewhere. Where are we on this thing?
Do we have announcements?
We have no messages.
No. And our chat room is open at shyampa.org, and our phone lines are ready for you at 813-327-8566. Give us a call.
Alrighty, I guess it's time for the weed corner.
Yay, the weed.
Yes. So, let me find my weed. Alright, this comes from High Times, AJ Harrington. A bipartisan group of lawmakers from both houses of Congress reintroduced the Marijuana Data Collection Act, a bill that would require the federal government to study the effects of legal cannabis. The bill would require the Secretary of Health and Human Services, the Attorney General, the Secretary of Labor, and relevant state health agencies to enter a 10-year arrangement with the National Academy of Sciences to conduct a study on the effects of legalized state marijuana programs every 2 years. The research would evaluate the effects of legal, recreational, and medical cannabis programs on state economies, public health, criminal justice, and employment.
I bet they would find food services to have gone up significantly.
All right. The study would also analyze the rates of medical marijuana usage on different population groups, the purpose of medicinal usage, and the medicinal condition or the medical conditions commonly treated with the cannabis. The research would also assess marijuana's impact on substance abuse, including overdose rates, healthcare facility admission rates, crime rates, and prescription data for opioids and painkillers. To become law, it will require passage by both houses of Congress and signed by Biden. All right, and our next Weed Corner article also comes from AJ Harrington over at High Times. That one was a long one. A bipartisan group of 44 members of the House of Representatives sent a letter to congressional leaders on Thursday calling for a prohibition of federal interference with cannabis activities that are legal under state or tribal law. In the letter, the House members requested that language barring the Department of Justice from prosecuting those who comply with their state or tribal marijuana laws to be included, as well as maintaining current language barring the Justice Department from prosecuting those who comply with their state's medical marijuana laws. The letter notes that nearly all states have passed some sort of cannabis policy reform. This is, I always like these numbers are always interesting to me. 48 states have enacted laws that to varying degrees relax their prohibitions against the use of marijuana or its components. Of those, 36 states have medical marijuana programs, 17 have adult use programs. It was also noted that the prohibition on federal enforcement of state legal cannabis operators has been passed by the House with legislation known as the Blommer, McClennan, Norkin, Lee, Kalakalaka Amendment in 2019 and 2020. However, the amendment was excluded from bills under a previous presidency. And that's it for your Weed Corner. Back to you, Joe.
Well, thanks, Anthony. And, you know, before we go into the word of the day, I was wondering if we're adult users.
I'm a medicinal user.
So
I got papers.
I would be the only adult user.
You would be the only adult user on this program.
Okay. Well, it's time for our word of the show.
Yay, word of the show. I'm excited.
I'd be excited if the button worked.
Work that button.
Our word this show is dross. Dross means something regarded as worthless, rubbish. For example, there are bargains if you have the patience to sift through the dross.
Well, as Roger would say, wow. Wow. Anyway, the more you know, only at the Joe and Anthony Show.
Fantastic.
Well, Roger wants to say something, so okay, Roger. Go ahead and let him, you know.
Oh, bloody hell, it's me, Roger. Anyway, if you didn't know it, and if you did, well, pip pip and lumpy rugs for you. This is the National Day moment for today. Well, it won't be today if you're not listening today. Anyway, the date I am speaking of is May 3rd, 2021, and it is, oh boy, it's National Lumpy Rug Day, Garden Yay. Meditation Day, like two lumpy, different lumpy colored rugs. Shoes Day, Paranormal Day, Chocolate Custard Day, Raspberry Popover Day, and what you've really been waiting for, woohoo, it's Melanoma Monday. Wow.
Wow.
Well, Joe's going to pull real hard on a paranormal lead
with
Czar Antony to push a button that hopefully will dispense chocolate custard everywhere. Let that spinning wheel roll, Antony. I think, yes. No. Anyway, take it away.
Well, before we roll that wheel, are your batteries run down? Did you forget to buy new ones? Are you feeling despair buying it at your local grocery store, only to have the cashier call out a price check for butt cream and condoms heard all over the store when you didn't even ask for them? Do you need a safe space to talk about it? Well, you could come here. Give us a call at 813-327-8566, and we'll laugh with you. We promise. Back to you, Anthony. Let's give that wheel a spin.
So, wait, I got a question, though. Do you often have an issue having price tags with butt cream and condoms, Joe? Because you clearly have some experience with this, because, you know, and we have a little bit of time here, because we got about, you know, we got about four minutes. We got about 4 minutes until your news starts, so.
I'm pulling a riff off of that Golden Girls episode.
Oh, the Golden Girl.
Yes.
Condoms, Rose. She wants condoms.
Exactly.
That was.
No, funny. I've never had anything lucky like that happen to me at a grocery store.
Where you've had to buy condoms and butt lube?
You know, butt cream? It's funny, but like all of the lube and condoms I've ever picked up were free. Either at bars or the center on Halsted.
I see. Well, you know.
And like going to a store to actually, unless it was an adult use store.
Like, adult use store. As opposed to buying condoms at the Toys R Us.
Wow.
Oh my God. Well, condoms, Rose. Condoms. All right, go ahead and give that wheel a spin, Joe.
All right. Vroom, 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 vroom.
There we go.
It's the non-insurance wheel.
Right? Ain't that the truth?
It's off to the moon.
There you go. Bye, wheel. Last time we, someone found it in, Spring Hill.
Alaska?
No, Spring Hill somewhere. It was off in Spring Hill somewhere. All right, tonight's random story comes from WPTV, Channel 5, NBC News out of West Palm Beach, Florida. Over the past weekend, one Palm Beach beachgoer found packages worth $1.5 million.
Damn.
An official with U.S. Customs and Border Protection said the beachgoer found 65 pounds of cocaine.
Woo!
Yes, cocaine that washed up along the shoreline and called authorities. This isn't the first incident of its kind recently. In March, a snorkeler found nearly 70 pounds of cocaine floating off the Florida Keys. In December, another 75 pounds of cocaine were found also floating off the Florida. If you want cocaine, go to the Florida Keys. Apparently, it's floating in the water in the Keys. Yeah. There's a lot of cocaine out there, folks. So that's it for your random news. Back to you, Betty.
Well, before we go back to Betty, we had a user in the chat room.
A user in the chat room.
We're kind of leaving them hanging about how much, you know, butt lube costs.
Oh, okay. Well, Joe, why don't you inform our audience how much butt lube costs?
It's weird, but...
Is it, Joe? Is it really weird?
This item, Lube Life Anal Lubricant, thick silicone-based lube, 8-ounce waterproof anal, sex lube for men and women and couples.
What is the brand name of it? Wait, what was the brand name?
Glycerin and oil.
What's the brand name?
Lube Life Anal Lubricant.
I've never heard of that.
$899.
That's like some. That sounds like to me like some like Lube Life. I'm like, that's some Chinese thing that might give you a rash or something. Because you know
$899. So there you go, user. $899
for butt lube. All right. Well, see, there you go.
All right,
but we found it. You can definitely get a lot of butt lube with the $1.5 million worth of cocaine you may find off of West Palm Beach, Florida.
Hi, Betty here. Be sure to check out Radio Free Labor, Headphone Meditations with John Dubose, and the Inept Supervillains podcast, where black geeks drink while discussing society, politics, and geek-related media, usually to disastrous results. Check these out and much more that we recast on Chiampa Radio. Be sure to visit chiampa.org for our complete broadcast schedule, social medias, and much more. Wow, Roger is shitting on the floor again. Nice programming features. Anyway, with all the fun we have around here, why not be a part of the show? Give us a call at 813-327-8566. And now, for Joe's weather and informative news. Back to you, Joe. Betty out.
Thanks, Betty, I think. Well, before we get to the news sourced by our very own Chip Skippa, it's time for your Chiampa Chicago weather from our very own Chicago's Midway International Airport. Unless you're listening live, it's not currently partly cloudy with a few clouds and 69 degrees. The dew point is 60 and the humidity is 73%. Winds are howling out of the south at 10 miles per hour, gusting to 21. And right now, for you pilot types, the visibility is 10 miles, although that's going to change. Showers and thunderstorms, mainly before midnight. Anthony has disappeared into patchy fog, and that'll come after 1 a.m. Low around 52. On Tuesday, a 20% chance of showers after 1 p.m., mostly cloudy with a high near 54. And on Wednesday, sunny with a high near 53. Northeast winds 10 to 15 miles per hour with gusts as high as 25. And on Thursday, we find Anthony on Thursday with a 50% chance of showers. Mostly cloudy with a high near 54. Friday, mostly sunny with a high near 56.
I need more
and
ice.
For the Mother's Day weekend, it looks to be mostly cloudy both Saturday and Sunday with temps around 54. Some rain is possible, so patios are probably out of luck. Yuck. Oh well, now it's time for the not-so-yuck news, sourced and read by our very own Chip Skipper.
And now, for the news!
Oh, those loose cows.
Oh my goodness, not loose cows.
It's loose cows season.
What's a loose cow? Is it like a cow that puts out all the time on the pasture? Is that like Elsie's slutty cousin, like, what is it, Betterita cow or something? I don't know. I got to think of a good... If a cow was a hooker, what would the cow's name be?
I don't know. I'm thinking like Bellatrix Bosa or something. I don't know.
The Harry Potter whore. Please continue.
So from our friends at UPI, April 29th, shoppers at a grocery store in Britain received a surprise when a loose cow turned up in the parking lot and was seen attempting to get inside. Steve, who tweeted the video of the cow, said he was preparing to go inside the little store in someplace England when a fellow shopper alerted him to the nearby bovine. I turned up at the Lidl with my little shopping list in my head, and as I park up and get out of my car, this guy starts looking at me, telling me to be careful. Steve told the Manchester Evening News, I'm thinking, what's this guy want? And he tells me, there's a car loose in the car park. I couldn't believe it, he said. There was a cow literally just running around, trying to get in the garage where they deliver the food. Steve said he watched a witness attempt unsuccessfully to capture the cow.
Yeah, cows aren't easy to
capture. People were starting to approach it, which I thought was a terrible idea, Steve said. The guy tried to grab it, but when it came towards him, he completely bottled it. He literally forgot everything we've ever taught about bulls and wearing red. He said the origins and the ultimate fate of the cow were unclear. If you got a map out, you wouldn't be able to find a single place nearby that a cow could have possibly come from. It'll be one of those things I'll think about on my deathbed. Okay. Ooh, exploding popcorn machines. So, apparently, a lawmaker's popcorn machine was removed from the North Dakota Capitol after it set off fire alarms twice in one day. Twice! The Capitol's legislative wing was evacuated twice on a Monday, once in the morning and once in the afternoon. So there's a lot of popcorn users in that Capitol. After fire alarms were triggered by a popcorn machine brought in by one of the representatives from Fargo. Facility manager director said the Bismarck Fire Department responded to both calls. They said he had been unaware of a 32-year-old policy from the Office of Management Policy, though, that bans popcorn machines and other cooking devices from being used outside of the Capitol Cafe. The policy was designed to prevent fire alarms from being triggered.
Well, then no shit, Sherlock.
Get them popcorn in their cafeteria. What's wrong with you?
Or put the damn popcorn machine in the cafeteria. But yes, exactly. Ugh.
Yeah, so he told the Bismarck Tribune. The caucus had been a little strained due to the COVID-19 pandemic and the recent expulsion of former Representative Luke Thiemond's R. Dickinson, who was accused of workplace and sexual harassment. Popcorn cheers up people for a good reason, he said. And now it's gone. And that's the way it goes. Ooh, Fiddler's McIntyre!
Fiddler's McIntyre!
Everywhere! Oh boy. So, drivers on a Chicago highway got out of their vehicles to remove multiple mattresses that were blocking lanes of traffic. The mattresses were spotted Wednesday morning in the inbound lanes of Interstate 290, the Eisenhower Expressway. And multiple vehicles were seen driving around the obstacles blocking the center lanes. A driver ended up stopping his car to start dragging the mattresses to the side of the road, and he was soon joined by two other drivers. The mattresses were moved to the left shoulder of the road, and, well, the origins of the road obstructions were unclear, and by golly, I hope they don't have bed bugs. That's all I can say.
They probably do. That's why they're in the highway. Who would throw... mattresses are expensive.
You know what, though? They probably fell off somebody's top of the... You know, they tried to secure them to the top of the car, but somehow it just didn't work.
Well, now they have bed bugs on them because they've been lying in the roadway. Where you get bed bugs, you know, from those hookers that lie in the roadway.
Are there bed bugs on the Eisenhower Expressway? If
Why
you
not?
Know, give us a call. At
813- Have you gotten bed bugs on the expressway?
If you are aware of bed bugs on the highway.
Bed bugs on the highway.
Sounds like a creepy band name, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. It sure does.
So, well, that's a wrap on my news, sourced by the lovable Chip Skipper and his On Crack News team. Back to you, Anthony.
Thanks, Joe. Do you
You're welcome.
Yeah, no problem. Do you suffer from anal rectal dermatitis, commonly known as itchy butt crack? Do you find yourself in the spotlight of embarrassment as you try to find relief from your itchy bum? Suffer no more. Try the new and improved Crack No Itch, available only at your local Dollar Miscellaneous store, where a dollar won't get you much without another dollar. Do you want to be part of this disjointed, southern fried, collision-free, toilet seat-licking, GMO-loaded experience? Give us a call, 813-327-8566. This week on This Way Out, toilet training lessons from North Carolina's bathroom bill 5 years ago this week, thoughts on gender identity definitions for would-be saviors, and in the news, a German NGO and Russian LGBT group target Chechnya's purge, a Nambian judge splits a gay dad's family, Tennessee and Arkansas advance trans bathroom restrictions, but two U.S. governors veto trans school athlete bans, while Australian activists fight a trans school erasure bill. All that and more this week when you discover This Way Out, the international LGBT radio news magazine, Monday nights at 9 Eastern, right after the Joe and Anthony Show on Shyampa Radio. Hang tight, folks. We will still be dross in 4 minutes when we get back. I can find the button, too. The button's always important
Push
to find. I can never find the damn... It's always hiding.
Hello, everybody. This is Joe, your host on WEED Cheyenne Radio. Do you miss those commercials that we used to broadcast? You know, some of those retro commercials for Alka-Seltzer, Kent Cigarettes, and Philip Morris? Well, tonight, in Joe's retromercials, we bring them to you here on WEED Cheyenne Radio.
Lots of people with telephones not made by AT&T are reporting some kind of complaint. When was the last time you had a complaint with an AT&T phone? Get the first-class phones of AT&T. You get what you pay for. AT&T, the right choice.
Baby, baby, baby spare ribs, roast beef, hot links, and more to give. Cube steaks, hot dogs, real tips, ooh, pork chops, turkey wings, and chicken wings, too. Give me a wave if you like catfish. Jump up if it's your favorite dish. Tommy likes ribs and chicken wings. If you like you, let me hear you scream. Wave for catfish. Scream for ribs. Ooh, and oink.
Here's a cute new magic mushroom. Where's the old one?
This is it.
Smells like new.
This must be the old one.
Smells like new to me.
Airwick Magic Mushroom smells like new day after day for over a month.
Like new, like new, like new.
Magic Mushroom.
Oh, 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 who's that kid with the Oreo cookie licking up the creamy milk like she did when she was little? It's hard to hide the kid inside when you're crunching O-R-E-O.
You're listening to Shoutcast Radio.
You are listening to Shyampa Radio, Chicago, Tampa, Shyampa.
Imagine being fired because of who you love. Imagine being denied medical treatment because of who you marry. Imagine being evicted because of who you are. Millions of Americans don't have to imagine this. They have to live it. Because in 31 states, it's legal to discriminate against LGBT people. Get the facts at beyondido.org. Brought to you by the Gill Foundation and the Ad Council.
Angry Tech and Joe on Tech.
Bounce the server later tonight, and I'll see in the morning if it's still angry. And if it's still angry, I'll be like, dude, you got to log into this thing and see why it's
angry.
Do they
put rubber feet on it so it can bounce?
Yeah. No. Yeah, right? Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
What will your two lovable stoners talk about next on their show? Why don't you tune in on
Tuesday nights
at 8 p.m. Eastern, only on Cheyampa Radio.
Hi, buddy here. I pine for the days when the air flowed free through my circuitry, the brine smell of that rust-inducing good time. It makes my circuits want to flip-flop their logic boards. Boy, I tell you. I wonder if user chip 3829 is listening to this, ever?
Roger here. Well, Betty, I don't know if user chip 3829 is listening, but I am. I always listen to you, Betty, even when you don't make any sense, or even when you're mean to me. It's all the same to me. I can't believe it's not butter.
Background tracks used are from Incompetech by Kevin MacLeod. Visit them at incompetech.com. Royalty-free music.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznack.
From NullSoft Shoutcast.
All right, why don't you go ahead and cue one of those robotic things.
Hello, Roger here. Welcome back. Thank God it's today, because up next we've got a Tampa weather forecast and what you've really been waiting for, Anthony's glorious Florida weather and his world-famous, crazy Florida news. But first, no. Yes. Go grab your dildos.
Oh my goodness!
Smoking devices, snacks, and or beverages, biatches. So before we can get started with Anthony's crazy everything, Joe will immediately cease his moose pooping. Okay, take it away, the lover
really
of Anthony.
Haven't been much moose pooping, has there?
No, yeah. Haven't had the chance to do anything.
No, right? Thanks, Roger.
Oh yeah, thanks, Roger.
You're welcome, Anthony. You're welcome, Joe.
Before we continue, it is time for your Cheyampa weather for Tampa Bay from Tampa International Airport, KTPA. Unless you're listening live, it is not currently lightly cloudy and 84 degrees. There's a dew point of 69 degrees and humidity is at 61%. Our visibility is 10 miles. Tonight, Monday night, will be mostly clear with a low around 76. Tuesday will be sunny with a high near 92. On Tuesday night, will be partly cloudy with a low around 77. Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high near 90. And on Wednesday night, partly cloudy with a low around 77. That's it for your Chiampa weather for Tampa Bay. Now it's time for some crazy Florida news. No, come back. Nope, there we go.
Where'd you go?
I don't know. It just started taking off on its own like all crazy. The Q button got stuck.
Uh-oh.
I don't know if it got stuck or I just held it too long. I
may have
just
held it too long. You need lube for your Q button.
I don't. Yeah, right.
Oh, he needs lube for his face.
That is not a he. That's a she. All right, Joe is interested in making noises about the picture of the next winner of the Florida News story. Our first Florida story of the night comes from WBBH-TV NBC Channel 2 out of Fort Myers, Florida, and tells us about a Florida woman who hit the DUI lottery. Yeah, it does almost look like a dude. She's very rough. She's a very rough-looking lady. If you want to call her a lady, that would be very kind. But she's very rough-looking. Very rough-looking. She's been drinking a lot lately, apparently. Officers responded to a call about a reckless driver, Beverly, that drove off from a crash on Chiquita Boulevard and Pine Island Road from a confirmed witness to the first crash, who was also following the driver. Police found the car speeding at the intersection of Skyline Boulevard and Tagalagamaga Parkway. As the officer was turning around to conduct a traffic stop, the car got into a second crash in the intersection. Beverly was detained by officers, and they said that there were signs of impairment. CCPD said that she performed poorly on her standardized field sobriety exercises, and a controlled substance was also found. Beverly was taken to CCPD for booking, where she fell in her holding cell. After she was medically cleared, she was taken to the Lee County Jail. So yeah, she had a rough one that night. Two accidents, two DUI accidents in one night. You know.
I've shared the image of this person in the chat room.
Oh, yeah, that's good. That's good. So the chat users can respond. Yes. All right, have fun with that, chat users. All right. Okay, all right, next one. Our next crazy Florida story of the night comes from ABC News about a man who got a little stabby. A Florida man stabbed his parents and sister with a samurai sword early Wednesday morning, police
Where's
said. I don't have a picture for this one. Yeah, I know. You can go to the website if you want, but I only had a picture for that one. Gary, 59, was arrested and charged with two counts of attempted first-degree homicide and one count of aggravated battery with a deadly weapon. When 911 dispatchers received a request for medical assistance at the home around 1:30 in the morning, the caller, later identified as Gary, didn't provide details about what happened, according to the affidavit. He only said, "When they get here, they will find out." Police found Gary pacing outside when they arrived. His three family members were suffering from severe stab wounds inside the home and were transported to a hospital. Two were in critical condition. The affidavit said Gary first attacked his father in the living room and then went after his mother in a bedroom. This is a 59-year-old man, by the way. Wow. His sister said that she tried to intervene, but she couldn't. Investigators said Gary admitted to stabbing his family members, telling detectives that physical abuse as a child and constant questioning and nagging as an adult prompted rage. He is being held at the Seminole County Jail without bond. An attorney who could comment on the charges is not listed in the court record. All right, there you go.
Wow.
No, come back. There we go. Yeah, my buttons are a little jumpy tonight.
Sexy.
Yeah, right. Sometimes you just gotta bang, Joe. You just gotta bang.
Gotta bang.
The International Business Times tells us about a somewhat famous Florida model that just could not stop. Police were called after Olivia Taylor Washek, a 28-year-old aspiring model, and has appeared in several magazine covers, was seen stumbling on the sidewalk and attempting to give random citizens lap dances outside of a bar on Central Avenue in St. Petersburg Saturday evening. She was highly intoxicated at the time, and police called a fire rescue team to help handle the situation. Yeah, I'm sure. She thought she was at a strip show. She had anal lube. She had anal grease or whatever you buy for $8.99 over there. Dr. Kevorkian's anal lube. I don't know. I don't know. I have no clue. She wasn't evaluated because when paramedics reached her, she allegedly threatened to punch them if they touched her. Officers were still quite helpful as they then offered to walk her to a nearby apartment or call someone to pick her up. Following that, things took a turn for the worse. She continued to yell profanities at police officers and bystanders. At one point, she allegedly asked officers if they wanted to bang on the sidewalk.
Bang on the sidewalk.
Let's bang. Bang time. According to the police report, she continued to ask officers to bang her while the officers pleaded with her to call a friend or a relative to come and collect her. All she wanted to do was bang. And she had the fire department and the police officers. And, I mean, she just wanted to bang. She thought she was a porn. She thought she was in a porn. At the same time is also when she asked officers if they were going to shoot her. So she wanted to bang, and she was crazy. Eventually, she was arrested for disorderly intoxication. However, she was released on Sunday on her own recognizance. According to her Instagram profile, she is currently second in her group, or maybe she was second in her group among girls in a maximum cover girl competition. And that's it for your crazy Florida news. Back to you, Joe, Betty, whoever.
Well, before we go back to anything, does she look like the person in the first story?
No, I don't think so. Hold on. No, if you click on the link, she doesn't. If you click on the link, it'll like open that little preview window.
I gotta tell you though, I can't get that image out of my mind.
That image out of your mind?
It is forever stuck in my mind.
Is it forever stuck in your mind?
It may be as popular as the chicken image in my mind.
The chicken image, you say?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, I'm going to try to navigate the chat room
here. For those of you that follow us on Facebook, don't forget, we have a page out there. It's the Joe and Anthony Show.
How do I paste
an image? And we also have a page for the station. It's Cheyampa Radio.
All right.
And you'll find that on Facebook.com.
There we go. So, yeah, that's the one. That's the one that was trying to bang everybody.
Bang. Damn.
Yeah, see, she's banging. That's why they called the fire department. They're like, bitches, you got to see this shit. She's trying to bang everyone. And if nobody finds out, we might have a good time. You know.
Well, let's let Betty talk a little bit here.
Well, hell, you can thank the database that you are tuned into, Cheyampa Radio. We're always
Betty
looking for unique content
That's
and people.
Problem.
Call Cheyampa Radio anytime at 813-327-8566, and you too can hang out in the studio with these two lovable idiots. Be a part of this unique Q Studio experience. No. Yes. Be sure to visit us at Cheyampa.org for our latest broadcast schedule. And did you know you can chat on our webpage? Just scroll down to the chat room, pick a nickname and chat. But now, go grab your bongs, biatches, because your two lovable stoners are going to start intelligently conversing on about this or that. Hold on, woohoo, here it comes, the plethora discussion segment. Take it away, the lovable Joe and the lovable Anthony.
The lovable Joe and the lovable Anthony. How's that for a marketing campaign?
Wait, the lovable what?
The lovable Joe and the lovable Anthony. How's that for a marketing campaign?
For our show title?
No, I didn't. I just said a marketing campaign. I don't know about the show title.
Well, we do need a show title. We do. If you remember, last week it was Naked Sewer Lady. Not last week, last month.
Naked Sewer Lady. Well, we didn't have a Naked Sewer Lady. What did we have this time around? Let's see. We had...
I feel like incorporating pigeons into our title, and I don't know why.
Banging pigeons?
Banging pigeons. There
Banging
we go.
Banging pigeons. Banging pigeons. There you go.
Whew. Thank goodness.
Do you feel better now?
We come up with these things on the fly.
That's why they're so terrible.
They're not terrible, they're creative.
Some of them are kind of scary.
So, what is this about the green slime in the break room? It was pretty darn gross.
Oh, I think that was like many, many shows ago. I don't remember when that copy went in there. That copy is kind of gone for now.
I was really looking forward to that Mountain Grown Folgers decaf. I think that's what went bad.
Yeah,
it's still
what
in there.
Bad.
But
that's why you need that anal dysphoric ceramic butt cream.
Anal dysphoric lube. Don't have anal dysphoria. Use our lube. Wow.
There you go.
But no, I didn't realize that rectal surgeons are a thing.
Well, of course.
People have their rectums tightened and loosened and adjusted. And, you know, maybe after a rough weekend, they need a service.
You know, I was going to say, from some of the things I've seen in my life, it wouldn't surprise me somebody would need to have their butthole tightened.
An adjustment. Yeah, you can get an adjustment for anything these days.
Can I make it like, can I go, can I do like, you know what, if I'm going to get butt, can I, ooh, we're getting a call. I want to be able to poop out like the Play-Doh Fun Factory. So like, I want to be able to like poop out stars or like cubes, you know, the Play-Doh Fun Factory. All right. With that, I'm going to take this call. You know, I'm waiting. He's going to come back around. But, yeah, the Play-Doh Fun Factory. I want to poop like the Play-Doh Fun Factory. Hey, caller, you're on the air. Maybe.
Caller?
Where's the caller? Hello, caller.
You have a chance, caller. Do it now.
Where did the caller go? The call has ended. Does our calls work? Does it work? You know, I haven't tested it since
was
we
it
moved
a false
our server.
Call?
Oh, hold on. Hello, caller.
Hello, caller.
I think we might be having connection issues.
Oh no!
Caller, hangout caller. We'll have to wait. I hear the caller. I hear the caller.
You hear the caller.
I hear the caller.
Hey, what?
There's the caller.
That?
We found the caller. Hey. There's the caller. Thank God, caller. I was almost gonna start tearing my shit apart looking for you.
What the hell's going on?
I don't know. What the hell's going on with you?
Did you guys get abducted by aliens?
I felt like it.
Yeah, well, see, Joe had this new Play-Doh Fun Factory attachment attached to his butthole, and we couldn't get him out of the bathroom for, like, weeks. He just wouldn't leave.
Oh, man, I went through boxes and boxes of fibrous oatmeal, man.
Oh, my God. How's the clay people
doing? I
ate,
like, eight cups of oatmeal
eight
every
cups
day.
Of oatmeal. Oh, my God. That would make anyone poop. How have you been doing, Ezel? How's the clay people? Uh-oh.
Did we lose the call?
I don't know. Ezel's gone again.
Hello, so, our technical... Are we having...
I'm not
telephonic?
Sure. I'm not sure. That might be.
Well, Ezel, call back if you can.
Hello, Ezel. I think we got some things to iron out.
I think the red and the green wires need
to be reversed. The red and the green wires need to be reversed. All right, Ezel. I'm sorry, Ezel. I think we, like, calls are hit and miss. We have to do some reconfiguration on the network here. So,
are we sure the payments are up to date?
Hey,
Ezel, there you are. There you are. There you are again. What happened?
You know, it might be the storms. He could be having cell technical difficulties.
That's true. That's true. Ezel could be having electromagnetic anal dysphoria.
Oh, wait. He's in a different state, though, so never mind. Well, he could still be having cell technical difficulties.
There's Ezel. I think Ezel keeps calling. Ezel! Ezel! Ezel, are you there, Ezel? Oh, Ezel. We'll have to deal with you next week. I don't think we can do it. I think we have phone difficulties. I'll have to test it. Something broken.
That's
like
crazy.
I hear something in the background.
He broke through.
I hear.
Ezel. Hey,
there's Ezel.
Hey,
Ezel, there you are, Ezel.
What's going on?
I don't know, Ezel. What's going on with you?
You're freaking me out here. Oh man.
Well, I'm glad you finally got connected.
Well, yeah, we don't know where you're
it's
at.
The aliens—they come and got you.
They come and got you. Yeah, that could happen. You never know, right? The aliens are good for that.
So what's new? Ezel?
And there goes Ezel again. Oh,
but it's Ezel. Funny. It feels like time has slowed down considerably.
Has time slowed down? If you're in the slowdown. Or are you just really high? Yeah.
You know, I tell you that.
Hey, Ezel, there you are. You're back again.
I got a boopy story for you.
All right, share with us before you go back to the other side. Oh, he's gone again.
Are we having abnormal solar flares?
I don't know what's happening, but... But Ezel can't. I don't know if Ezel can hear us or if we can hear him or what. Oh my goodness, Ezel! I'm sorry, Ezel, man. Well, I'll keep him on because he'll just shout "Hey!" at some random point, and I don't know why he breaks through. There, wait.
What the?
There, I heard something.
Are you using like a 1920s telephone,
Ezel? Ezel.
This is crazy.
Yeah, there you are. Tonight's game is find Ezel.
Send up a flare if you can hear me.
I can hear you for the moment, but it won't last long.
Wait, maybe I should turn up the volume.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, my goodness.
We make funny history every show.
We make something. We definitely make something every show, that's for sure. Oh, my God.
So I had to take this beauty card out.
Oh, that's
it
your
died.
Beauty card. There's Ezel. Hey, Ezel.
Man, I love being stoner.
The thing is, I don't know if it's Ezel or if we really are having connection issues.
Well, it's good hearing you guys again, even though you can't hear me. Anyway.
No, I can hear you, Ezel. I can hear you.
See you next week.
All right, Ezel. We'll talk to you later.
That, ladies and gentlemen, fading in and out of reality, was Ezel.
Oh, yeah, I don't know. I don't know what's up with that one. That was kind of strange.
maybe it's just in such a rural place that the cell signal is not so great.
I don't know. Let's
see. Gotta go high.
High. To get a good signal. High.
Go high.
I think we're high enough as it is.
Yes.
Let's try this.
So, I don't know what happened to this USB 3 card, though. It just
it
died.
It just kind of fried on works in it. That's me. I'm calling us.
You're calling us?
Calling.
Calling.
Hello.
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 I can hear you for sure.
Can you hear
you got
me?
Got that echo thing going on.
I can't hear
I can't anything. Hear anything.
Hello.
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 Oh, the phone's ringing again.
The phone's ringing again.
He's calling. I don't know what's going on.
I can hear you.
Oh, my nose itches.
Wait, do you know what's going on?
I'm trying to answer the phone.
Does your nose itch?
Your call cannot be completed as dialed.
No.
Please check the number and dial again.
Oh. Oh my god.
They're just in time.
Just in time. I heard you. I heard you for a moment.
That
all right, folks,
crazy.
We're shutting down the phone lines. Phone lines have gone crazy.
Thank you so much for a lovely show tonight, folks.
I think it's still blinking. It's still blinking.
I'm done with it. I hung up on it.
Oh my goodness. Wait. Here again. Hello. 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 The call has ended. All right. The ugly lights are coming on, and my nose itches. And wait, these walls weren't padded earlier in the show, but they are now. I'd like to thank you for tuning in tonight, listening in on our recast later on, or just supporting us in your own special little snowflake way.
Oh, yeah. I heard Betty works for this company called Crazy People R Us. They come out and install the padding. Yeah. But you'll love it, I promise. Well, anyways, nice. Glad you all could join us for the Joe and Anthony show, either tonight or on a recent recast you picked up here on Chiampa Radio, one of the many other places our show is carried. Right, Anthony?
Right. You can make your commute more commutable. Weekday Rush Hour, hosted by Betty, starting at 6:30 a.m. Eastern. And then Traffic with Toppers at 3:30 Eastern every weekday. Be sure to catch, well, the Inept Supervillain podcast on Fridays. They actually are no longer going to be broadcasting.
Oh, no.
Yes, we lost them. But we're going to try to do a repeat of them. So,
okay.
Classic group programming on Throwback Thursdays, Radio Free Labor at noon on the weekend, Hot Dance Mixes from 2 to 6 on Sunday Tea Dance.
You know, I wish we could be on AM and FM broadcasting in high fidelity as well with wacky commercials and barely legal FCC things.
Yes,
anyways,
you
since you're here, why not keep yourself perpetually embellished in programming with added extra TechniQ audio procedures? How do I do this, you ask? Well, it's easy. Just keep one of your devices perpetually tuned to Chiampa Radio. That's right, just point your favorite little browser to chiampa.org. That's chiampa.org. And go there for a complete listening experience. Right?
Right. Right.
Oh, it's been one heck of a show, and I'm glad we did one because I think we all needed it.
It's something. It's definitely something.
Yeah.
But you know, hey, I'm all game with that.
It's called Banging Pigeons, by the
banging
way.
Banging Pigeons. Banging Pigeons.
Well, thanks for being in the chat room, folks.
Yeah, it was exciting. It was, thank you, everyone, for your time and all that good stuff.
Yeah.
And other good stuff. And
I don't know if we'll be back next Monday. We'll see.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we'll take it as it comes. And I graduate this week. I'm done this week.
Yay.
Done with school. My weeks are going to be a little bit more flexible until new employment. And we'll see what new employment brings. That might throw everything up in the air. So, but we'll try to do what we can do. Thanks, everyone, for tuning in tonight. As I said, we'll see what we'll do next Monday. Check out our blog at chiampa.org. And remember, folks, don't go banging on the sidewalk because your drunk ass caused two accidents in one night after you found some coke on the beach with pigeons. With the pigeons. Have a good night, good week, and stay tuned for an episode of This Way Out with P for penis.
That's a wrap. Bye-bye with an E.
P. This station is being brought to you via Nullsoft Shoutcast streaming technology. For more information, visit shoutcast.com.
Sounds for promotional, background, and other tracks are from Incompetech by Kevin MacLeod. Visit them at incompetech.com. Royalty-free music. You're listening to Shyampa Weed Radio, Chicago, Tampa, Shyampa Radio.